With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Sarith Hawk. Residents at Coalinga State Hospital are pushing for safer conditions with reports of COVID-19-related deaths increasing at the facility. FM89's Madi Bolaño spoke to patients who were worried about catching the virus next.
The civil confinement facility has reported 275 COVID-19 cases and less than 11 deaths since the start of the pandemic. But resident Andrew Warner says the number of deaths is not accurate.
Six have died since Thursday. We have a total of 17 so far.
In the past week alone, resident James Heidrich says he's seen nearly 10 ambulances leave with COVID-19 positive patients in critical condition. And he says that's due in part to staff floating between quarantine and non-quarantine units.
We even had one staff, she says, is this a quarantine unit? And we said, no. Oh, my God, I'm not supposed to be here. I work on a quarantine unit. And she ended up working anyway, even though she acknowledges that she wasn't supposed to be here.
In addition, Heidrich says there's hardly room for social distancing with bunk beds not more than 4.5 feet apart. The California Department of State Hospitals did not immediately respond to a request for comment. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Madi Bolaños.